So many times people talk about sex and they don't really talk about the pleasurable aspects of it. And that's true in simple sex education with young adults, and it's true with adults. You know, sex is something that people, to begin with, in this country, don't talk about enough. And when you get further along to talk about pleasure, it seems it's often even more of a taboo.
So it looks like there's a great need for this, or how much of a need is there?
We think it's a great awakening to have people, you know, discuss the issues wrapped around pleasure. And it's one of the first times we've used that as a theme. One of the major problems with couples in this country is a lack of sexual desire. And it's the hardest problem to work on. And there's major industries out there trying to sell you things to, you know, make your sex life better. If you watch TV, you see ads constantly for Viagra and Cialis. And it appears from our people's perspective, our leadership, that it's medicalizing sexuality, that a pill will take care of the problem. And in reality, a doctor can write a prescription for some type of erectile dysfunction drug, but that doesn't cure the problem in the relationship or the communication or the closeness of the couple. And it takes a lot more than just a simple prescription pad to make folks' lives much more wholesome and much, much more full.
I was a little surprised to hear that there people just don't find it pleasurable in their couples. We see it all over. We are surrounded by sex. We see it on TV. We hear it in the music. And it's always presented very enticingly in that media. Where's the disconnect happening?
Well, we have a schizophrenic culture in that sex sells. But when it comes to really basic foundational sexual education, most adults in this country are pretty ignorant and don't get the basic foundations. And to be honest, it's getting worse. And over the past 15 or 20 years, there's been a decrease in quality sexual education in this country.
It's basically the more media exposure there is, the less awareness people have?
It seems that that's true in our society. That's not true in all of other cultures. That's not true in Europe. It's not true in Scandinavia.
So you were just talking about the reality, the intimacy, the relating. Are those the basics?
They certainly are. I think communication between couples of whatever stripe has got to be the key to a positive sexual relationship. And sexual intimacy is a major part of human development.
The nuts and bolts of the conference, are you going to be holding seminars on these subjects?
We have a wide variety of seminars. We're looking at religion and sexuality. We're looking at, we have a urologist who's going to talk a great deal from Connecticut about male sexual functioning and how to keep it working and enhanced. And then we have a great lady, a nurse practitioner, who's going to talk about female sexual functioning and how to remain healthy, you know, throughout your lifespan. There is an opening plenary that's going to compare sort of the science of orgasm with the spirituality of orgasm. And we're pretty excited to see that. It's a dueling team of Gina Ogden, who's a spiritualist from Massachusetts, and Beverly Whipple, who did some of the original research on the G-spot. She has a new book called The Science of Orgasm, so it seemed like a perfect pairing to put together the spirit and the science.
There's some teetering will happen, tee-heeing, when they hear, oh, sex educators are in town. How do you even get past that?
We use the tee-heeing and the humor to move to the actual foundation, the case, and say, well, yeah, that's right. If there was better sexual education and sexual health developmental knowledge as people grow and we faced and educated ourselves, there'd be a lot less marital breakup, a lot less issues related to infidelity, and truly a much more wholesome human we would be developing.
Dr. Stephen Connolly, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much, Simone.